started.
Do you have any difficulty in gaining admittance, or had your education speed reached a level there where there was no trouble?
There was no trouble getting into law school. None. Mm-hmm. And I went to law school at night and taught during the day. Graduated in 4 years, passed the bar, and started practicing. It was there when I graduated from law school. At the time, none of the large law firms were hiring anyone from Detroit College of Law.
Was that right?
They were looking at students from other schools, but not from Detroit College of Law. So I started looking around. I had clerked one summer in the law firm of Keith Conyers, Brown, Walls, and Anderson. That was the summer before Damon Keith, or the summer of 67. It was in the fall of 67 that Damon Keith was then nominated by United States Senator Phil Hart to go on the Eastern District of Michigan federal court. The choice was between he and Otis Smith. Otis Smith, as you recall, in 66 lost the election for a full term to the Michigan Supreme Court. And Otis Smith, not having been chosen, ultimately became an assistant, started out as an assistant general counsel, then associate general counsel, then the vice president and general counsel of General Motors. Damon Keith, of course, went from while he was on the trial bench, became chief judge of the Eastern District, and then was elevated to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals by President Carter.
One thing I wanted to ask you about, I saw a newspaper clipping in the files. It told of your early desire to enter politics, and it said that you had offered your volunteer services, as I understood it, to Millinder and were rejected. Is that, do I say that right? Is that
no, what happened? What happened was that I got involved in politics at the time that Richard Austin was running for mayor of the city of Detroit in 1969. That was in the summer and then fall of 1969. I was going to graduate in 1970. At the time, I did not have a job. I had clerked for Damon Keith's law firm in 1967. In 1968 or 69, I think it was 69, I clerked at Ford Motor Company. It was in 1969, the summer. I clerked at Ford Motor Company. I did not get an offer. And so I was looking for a job opportunity, and Robert Millinder was a partner in an integrated law firm. And since he was running Dick Austin's campaign, it was my thought that if I got involved in Dick Austin's campaign, Bob Millinder would get a chance to meet me and see me willing to lick stamps and to stuff envelopes and to do the mundane things that one needs to have done, though they're really not mundane, they're important. But here I'm thinking that as a teacher and as a law student, if I'm willing to do those kinds of things, that maybe he would equate that with a willingness to work hard if I were hired by his law firm. And so I got involved in Austin's campaign. Bob Miller and I got to be very good friends as a result of it, but I did not get the job at Millinder's law firm.
So it wasn't that you were turned down as a volunteer help?
Oh, no. I did not get the job that I tried to get at Millinder's law firm. I went to work for the law firm of Gregg and Gardner, Sam Gardner and Robert Gregg, both of whom went on to become
judges. How do you spell, excuse me, sir, this will help in a transcript, Gregg?
G-R-A-G-G, Robert. J period, Robert Gregg.
Uh-huh.
G-R-A-G-G. He ultimately became a Wayne County probate judge and had to resign because of medical reasons.
And that was Sam Gardner.
Samuel C. Gardner, who I ran his campaign, I think it was about 1971 or 1972, when he was seeking to become a judge in Recorder's Court. Mm-hmm. Got him elected to, I think it was an 8-year term. We came in second. And He then went on to become chief judge of Recorder's Court and has retired and joined Ed Bell for camp. Ed Bell, who subsequently died of cancer, and Ed and Sam are still practicing law.